Nothing happened. The Charlies were going through the killing zone and out the other side. What the hell had happened? Where the hell was the squad? I heard the Charlies go off into the night. They must have passed the ARVNs, too. What the fuck happened? Pee-wee's voice in the darkness.
Shut up!
Gearhart. Pee-wee mumbled something to himself and was quiet. Okay, it was cool. We weren't going to do the ambush. We would wait until morning and then split. Maybe Gearhart was scared. He had made a mistake before and we had lost a man and had one wounded. Now he was playing it safe. I relaxed. My wrist stung. It felt like the leech was still on it. Voices. More Charlies. They were talking again, taking a stroll through the woods. They entered the killing zone. I kept telling myself not to think about the wrist, and I kept thinking about it. The voices continued. How many of them were there? The nearly full moon drifted from behind some clouds, and I got my head down. I looked up. There were the Charlies. Only instead of the four or five I had imagined, there seemed to be an endless line. I opened my mouth so I could breathe quietly. I had to pee. Voices behind us. The woods were crawling with Charlies. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Don't think. Don't even think of God. I thought. I thought of all the good things I had done in my life. I didn't deserve to die. I didn't want to die. The voices went on for another 10 minutes. If we had sprung the ambush, we wouldn't have stood a chance.
Let's get out of here.
Brunner.
Shut up.
Gearhart. Quiet. More voices. They kept coming. It lasted nearly 15 minutes. It was only 15 minutes, but it seemed like an eternity. Still, we didn't move. A half hour passed after we heard the last one move, before I heard Gearhart calling us together. Simpson went out and got the claymores and we started going back, careful not to take the route the Charlies had taken in case they minded. Jamal was shaking so badly, I wondered how he could have stayed still all that time. How you doing, man? He didn't answer. I looked at him and he was crying. I made a note to tell Simpson. If Jamal was that shaky, he was going to get us all killed. There had been too many Charlies to pull an ambush. They would have wiped us out. I wasn't sure how many there had been, and I thought that Gearhart was only estimating.
There had to be at least a battalion.
Gearhart was on the radio as soon as we got back to the base. Pee-wee was trying to burn what was left of the leech off my wrist with a cigarette. The damn thing was disgusting.
What did they say?
Sergeant Simpson looked at Gearhart when he put down the phone.
They wanted to know if we saw any identifying patches on them,
Gearhart said.
How do you figure there were so many?
Wallowick asked.
They were talking too much,
Gearhart said.
Too confident.
If it had been me, I thought, I would have screwed it up. I would have. Sergeant Simpson extended for 30 days. Nobody wanted to look at him. Nobody wanted to see him. It was as if he had decided to die. That's what we all felt. They gave him another stripe. He was a master sergeant. Big deal. Most of the guys that extended in Nam did it for the rank, but some had other things in their heads. It was as if the idea that any moment they could be killed excited them. I knew a kid on 119th Street of 8th Avenue like that. He had run with a gang and was always in a knife fight or something. When he finally got killed, gunned down outside the showcase bar on 125th, nobody went to his funeral.